I'm joined now by Mark Bauer after the defeat at Boston 3-0. Mark, a bit of an eye-opener for a starting game, isn't it, away at Boston? That was a tough place to come.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough place to come. I thought we did all right. First half, we kind of soaked up what they had to throw at us, and you know, we tried to get the ball down and pass it, and we got in some good areas, but that final ball, not just in the first half, but all afternoon, let us down. I think, you know, we didn't make the most of the opportunities we had when we got in good positions. And then second half, we've switched off a couple of times from set pieces, punished, and then that's game over really against one of the better teams in the league. So it's a lesson for everyone really. I think if you look at the games this season, the three times we've played teams who were going to be up there challenging, Solihull, Brackley, and now Boston, we've been convincingly beaten. So we need to be better in the fight in both final thirds in our box and at the top end of the pitch.
Just getting run over here for a moment in the car park because someone's just coming out. But just in talking about the lineup and the team selection, obviously you opted to start yourself this afternoon. Is that something you want to do, or is that something that was kind of forced on you, you felt?
No, I think we were looking to sport with Chrissy and Martin, and we just felt, you know, with everything that had gone on this week, we looked to get as much experience as we could in there. Initially, I was hoping to play Matt Clark, big presence for us, experience. That's what I was hoping to do. That wasn't the case. So between the three of us, we decided that team was the best way to go. It's been a hectic week, and probably, you know, I'm not in the ideal condition to go in there after everything that's been going on. I've been sleepless nights, everything worrying through my mind and what have you. But, you know, I thought we did well first half. And once we'd gone behind, I felt that we needed to Jammer's legs would have been better for us, you know, with being looking to get caught in the break and just come away from it and just look from the outside to see if there's anything we could do.
Do you feel like you've got a different way of going about the playing style than Steve Kittrick?
Well, I think what I encourage the players to do, we could try and get the ball down and pass it, whether that's what went on before or not, you know, that's for other people to say. I just want the players to pass it. The players we've got in the team, I don't think we're going to get anything from lumping it, simply because of the characters and the personnel we've got in the side. So we try to get Gavin Rothery on the ball as much as we can in that little hole, and I think he did get on there, get on it quite a lot. And it's just that final ball. Can we get it through? I'm not saying Gavin in particular, because I think all of us really just struggled, whether it be runs that were made or the pass being cut out or coming up against a well-organised unit, which to be fair they were. But we'll be looking to make a couple of changes, trying to get a couple of people in just to improve us in certain areas. And I think the top of the pitch is somewhere that we could do with some bit more experience and a bit more presence.
So we expect to see some changes ahead of the Avenue game on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, we've brought in two players this week, effectively, in Burnsy coming back and Matt Clark. Unfortunately, both were unavailable today. It'd be nice to get them involved. Burnsy certainly will be available, and Clark, who we're waiting international clearance. And there's Paul Ennis as well, who's looked good in training. Would have liked to have got him involved today as well. So it's been, I suppose, the eye-opener. Welcome to management. There's three players, but you can't use any of them. So it's you know, I think we need a bit more in the squad, and certainly at the top end of the pitch, I'd like to get a bit more experience, a bit more presence, people who can, you know, really grab a game by the scruff of the neck and be a bit, you know, horrible to play against. I think they're horrible teams to come and play against, and we're not quite that at the minute. So
it's been a busy week. Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's been hectic. The phone's been ringing off the hook, and like I say, it's thoughts running through your mind. You're not it's been difficult going to sleep at night. But yeah, it's been enjoyable, and it would be nice to have finished it off with some, you know, better, obviously a better result today. But we did some things quite well in the game. If you look at it as a whole and take the two goals out of it there, set pieces, crossing into the box, you take them two out of it, and, you know, we're in the game at 0-0, the third one we get caught on the break. So I'm going to encourage the boys to pass the ball, and we're going to keep on doing that, because, you know, that's the way that we've had success over the last couple of years, and that's the way that supporters want us to play, and come to, that's why people come to Guiseley to watch, because we play a good brand of football. So we're going to try and get back to that as best we can. I think we need a little bit more experience and possibly one or two new faces to help us do that, to add to the players that we've got.
Fantastic, Matt. Well, we look forward to Tuesday. Yeah, cheers, thank you. Point.